Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 79th UIEPT. Today, on 19th of August, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our ETA channel, where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIEPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin with Part A. Listen to a series of short conversations.
What's Laura doing here today? I thought she was supposed to be out of the office on Mondays. She decided she'd rather have Fridays off instead.
What can be inferred about Laura?
I've got a coupon for half-off dinner at that new restaurant down the street. I think I'll use it when my cousin comes for a visit this weekend.
Where did you get it? I wouldn't mind trying that place out, too.
What does the man want to know?
Number 3.
I'm thinking of getting a new printer.
I'd invest in a laser printer. The print quality's much better.
What does the woman mean?
Number 4.
We've got a whole hour before the Browns come by to pick us up.
Yeah, but we better get moving.
What does the woman suggest they do?
Number 5.
Do you still want to go to graduate school after you get out of college?
I've changed my mind about that. I want to start working before I go back to school.
What does the woman mean?
Number 6.
I just heard there are going to be showers on and off all weekend.
There goes the picnic.
What does the man mean?
Number 7.
I'm getting worried about Jennifer. All she talks about these days is her volleyball team, and all she does is practice.
Her grades will fall for sure. Let's try to find her after dinner and talk some sense into her.
What are the speakers probably going to tell Jennifer?
I'm not sure that Mike will be able to find an apartment before school starts, even though he's been looking for weeks.
Frankly, I think the odds are against him at this point.
What does the man mean?
Number 9.
I'm not accustomed to using a gas stove.
It's simple. Just turn the knob until the burner lights, then adjust the flame.
What is the man going to do?
I must admit that since I started exercising, I've been feeling less tired.
What did I tell you?
What does the man mean?
Part B. Listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen as a guide describes the ancient art of thatching a roof.
Welcome to the Four Winds Historical Farm, where traditions of the past are preserved for visitors like you. Today, our master thatchers will begin giving this barn behind me a sturdy thatched roof, able to withstand heavy winds and last up to 100 years. How do they do it? Well, in a nutshell, thatching involves covering the beams or rafters, the wooden skeleton of a roof, with reeds or straw. Our thatchers here have harvested their own natural materials for the job, the bundles of water reeds you see lying over there beside the barn. Thatching is certainly uncommon in the United States today. I guess that's why so many of you have come to see this demonstration. But it wasn't always that way. In the 17th century, the colonists here thatched their roofs with reeds and straw, just as they had done in England. After a while, though, they began to replace the thatch with wooden shingles, because wood was so plentiful, and eventually other roofing materials like stone, slate, and clay tiles came into use. It's a real shame that most people today don't realize how strong and long-lasting a thatched roof is. In Ireland, where thatching is still practiced, the roofs can survive winds of up to 110 miles per hour. That's because straw and reeds are so flexible. They bend but don't break in the wind like other materials can. Another advantage is that the roofs keep the house cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And then, of course, there's the roof's longevity. The average is 60 years, but they can last up to 100. With all these reasons to start thatching roofs again, wouldn't it be wonderful to see this disappearing craft return to popularity?